From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Opponents of the two new appointees to the Utah Supreme Court say they aren't qualified. That's because Jay Jorgensen and Stephen Dent have never been judges. The nonpartisan group Co-Equal Utah says Governor Spencer Cox passed over judges with years of experience. That includes women who the group believes were more qualified. Co-Equal Utah is also critical of Cox picking only men for the last 19 finalists of three vacancies. Cox says his office rigorously vetted the candidates and he's confident in their abilities. The public can weigh in during a comment period until June 16th. AI has been floating around Utah's school hallways for a while, and recently the state has been trying to standardize its guidance. Now it has a new partnership with Google. KUER's Ashley Orduña has more.
The Utah State Board of Education says the partnership with Google will help align with the bill passed this year. HB 273 added guidelines on how to use AI in classrooms, and even though students and teachers have already been using AI, this partnership makes Gemini the official program to use in school. Students will be able to use it as a resource, and teachers can use it for grading and building lesson plans. The Board of Education says that the rollout will allow for the technology to be used in a private connection. That would mean any questions students ask would not be used to train AI models. Schools would also have control over the data collected. Ashley Orduña, KUER News.
Colorado River experts say water levels in major reservoirs are even closer to devastating consequences than current data shows. And the authors of the report say another dry winter this year would bring those reservoirs to the brink. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Federal data about Lake Powell and Lake Mead shows they're about a quarter full. Ann Castle, one of the report's authors, argues that the amount of usable water in those reservoirs makes them functionally closer to zero, since they have to store a minimum amount or risk dams and hydroelectric generators not working.
That undermines the value of the entirety of the Colorado River reservoir system, and we don't want to get there.
Castle called on state negotiators to urgently come up with a plan to keep more water in those reservoirs by cutting back on use instead of just adding water from other reservoirs upstream. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
A new fire outlook confirms Utah is in for a rough season. The National Interagency Fire Center predicts significant fire risk through August. It expects the risk to go back to normal in September. The snowpack is down and it's warming up. Utah Fire Info says we're heading into the fire season with exceptionally dry fuels. That means any sparks can more easily start a large blaze. Most of the fires in Utah so far this year have been caused by people. Utah's road construction season is picking up the pace. Drivers on northbound I-15 in Iron County should plan on delays starting tonight. Traffic will be down to one lane between 7 p.m. through 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Utah Department of Transportation is working on a new interchange at Exit 51. Over in Davis County, crews finished up repaving work on a northbound stretch of I-15 over the weekend. But UDOT says there's still more to do in the area between Clearfield and Roy. It's widening part of the interstate, putting in a new interchange in Sunset, and adding a bridge over the railroad. You're listening to KUER News.